A patch.
Okay. And something much bigger than a patch would be a...
fawn.
Uh-huh. Well, say if you grew cotton, you wouldn't call that a cotton patch. You'd call it a...
cotton fawn.
Uh-huh. Do you ever raise cotton?
Sure have.
What sort of work would you have to do with that?
Well, you break your land, ply it up, make it in row, take your haw and haw that row down flat, like that. And you get your planter, cotton planter, what they call a cotton planter, and run behind that haw, and you plant that cotton. And then when that cotton come up, you get what you call a side haw. You side harrow. Well, after you side harrow, then you get your hoe and chop it.
What do you mean chop it?
Chop cotton.
Get the...
well, you get the grass out of it, and you have to thin the cotton because it be just like that.
Just real thin.
Real thick. You'll thin that cotton down to 1 and 2 stalks. The width of that hole. And then you'll ply it then. You'll take your sweet and run around it. And then let it stay that in 2 or 3 days, and you'll go back and ply the middles out of it. And generally run it.
What?
The middles out. You leave a middle in between. See, this row be a row here and a row there. Well, they leave a middle in there. They say ply that out, ply that middle out. Well, then, maybe it need hoeing. You go back and take your hoe and hoe that cotton. If any grass in it, you get ever bit the grass out of it. Then you ply it on then to you. What the... call lay it by. Well, then the next thing then you do to it is get your sack and then start picking it.
What different kinds of grass grow in the cotton field?
Well, most that we have around here is just regular water grass and crap grass and moody grass. That's the only kind of grass we have around here.
That grows in the
cotton field.
What different kinds of plows do you
have? Well, you have what they call a Georgia stump, a G-Wiz.
What's a G-Wiz?
That's the thing I told you, the hard to roll off. And then you take and turn it one side, and they call it a side half. That's where you go up and down. You go on this side of the road, and then you reverse and turn around, come down on the other side. And it's just a turning plow, a G-Wiz, and a Georgia stump. And all kind of sweeps. You have to have all kind of sweeps. But them is all the plows it take to make a crop.
What different kinds of fences do people used to have around their land?
Well, way back, they used to have what they call rail fences. They didn't have any wire. Well, in other words, they wasn't able to buy the wire. Didn't too many people, back in a long time ago, they said they didn't have the money to buy these things. They wasn't all that high, but they just didn't have the money. And they got by as cheap as they could. And they just get out and cut and split rails, made them rail fences.